You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The spring primary election is 1 week from today on February 18th. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Statewide, there's a primary for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, with incumbent Jill Underley running against Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. There are local primaries in municipalities across the state for school boards and local board positions. If you need an approved ID to show at the polls, you can obtain one at the DMV. There is no separate voter ID. You can check the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to see what forms of ID are accepted at the polls. The Nacoosa School District has launched a new food pantry initiative to address food insecurity among children and families in the community. Students at both the middle school and the high school are participating in food drives to help stock the pantry. Their efforts are supported by the Wisconsin Partnership Program grant through Marshfield Clinic, dedicated to improving food security for children and families in northern rural Wisconsin. The Nacoosa School District Food Pantry offers free monthly food packages for families. If you're interested, you can fill out an application. You'll be contacted by a program representative to confirm your information and schedule a pickup or delivery. The club is still figuring out how many families they can serve on a regular basis. Additional families will be placed on a waiting list. The Wood County Parks and Forestry Department is asking for your feedback. They'll be updating the Parks, Recreation, and Open Spaces Plan, which will guide the department for the next 5 years. You can participate in the survey by phone, email, or on their website or Facebook page. The survey includes options to provide feedback for all existing Wood County parks, including the newly added Sarah Park. You can find more information at woodcountywi.gov under Departments, then Parks. It's Black History Month, and Lisa Hale has a feature focusing on a modern-day history maker, B.J. Hill.
A former professional football player with the Green Bay Blizzard, the only player for that team to have his jersey retired, and new head coach at Southwest High School in Green Bay, B.J. Hill is a modern-day history maker and featured athlete for Black History Month. While training young athletes, inspiring their performance, and racking up the wins may be the main part of his job description, Hill says setting a culture for the students at Southwest High is his first priority.
To me, setting the culture, the first thing is getting to know the students, right? And so I don't want to come in and just be a dictator. I want to understand what each student and what each player is dealing with in their personal life. And then I can empathize with them in terms of what they're going through. And as long as they know they have a personal relationship with me, they're going to want to run through a wall. That's just the way it is.
Now that his playing days with the Blizzard are over, Hill says he can focus on what he found to be his true calling.
I was like, you know what? This is exactly what you want to do. This is your passion. You know, you love coaching. You love teaching kids.
Hill emphasized that, yes, he wants to see the athletes at Southwest High School to a winning season. But he also wants to help the athletes and their fellow students win at life.
I'm an extension of the parents, you know, whether it's a one parent household, two parent household, I'm on your team. And so the goal is we want to build these boys into young men. That's the first order of business.
B.J. Hill, coach, culture creator, teacher, and Black history maker.
Wakely's Winter Feast is this Saturday, February 15th at the Nacoosa Community Center. The gathering starts at 4 with dinner at 4:50. Tickets are $20 in advance or $25 at the door. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Stephon Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening. slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. We didn't do it consistent enough. And then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves getting threes off, second opportunities. And then, obviously, the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today. So, you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
To no one's surprise, SNL's 50th anniversary episode is shaping up to be a star-studded event. Deadline reports that past cast members appearing will include Adam Sandler, Jane Curtin, Molly Shannon, Will Ferrell, Eddie Murphy, Lorraine Newman, and Kate McKinnon. The show will air Sunday, February 16th on NBC and Peacock. Hollywood was well represented at Sunday night's Big Spanking, also known as the Super Bowl. It's a good thing there were other things to look at aside from the game, which was a blowout from the get-go. The actual game started off with actors John Hamm and Bradley Cooper introducing their favorite teams and getting the crowd riled up. Throughout the course of the day, viewers saw Kevin Costner, Miles Teller, Serena Williams, and of course, Taylor Swift, who got booed. Looks like her 15 minutes are finally... just kidding. Popular opinion says it was lopsided numbers that favored Eagles fans that were responsible for the boos, or the Trump family.
Partly cloudy and cold today. We'll get to around 8 above for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at only 5, but that'll be enough to keep the wind chill below zero all day. 2 below tonight. Tomorrow night, more snow. Light snow, but an inch to an inch and a half possible through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.